lift every voice and sing until earth and heaven ring the national black anthem from the James Weldon poem. This song is, or the poem is over 100 years old and has become the cry of the civil rights movement. As we are on the tail end of celebration of Juneteenth, reflecting on just how far we've come. And now there's this massive backlash about not saying gay and not saying, talking about the actuality of slavery, critical race theory, and the 1619 Project. There is a white fragility that is growing as we speak, and it's sad to know these things. But we still have icons like Merle Evers still doing the work. And she talks about in a recent interview on CBS News her feelings now as she reflects and sit in the house where her husband was murdered.
Determination to make them pay.
But here was your husband preaching against hatred. Did you find yourself feeling hatred yourself in this moment?
As negative as it is, that's what kept me going.
Who was your hatred directed to, you know, or at?
I would have to say it was initially directed to everyone whose skin color was not the same as mine.
And I also talk about what this means for everyone that looks like me. I go into the second part of talking about book burning with Kyle Walla. And being proud of who we are doesn't mean that we think we're above everybody else. We just want a place at the table to strategize to promote the advancement of humanity, no matter what the color is. And if you decide to go back to the motherland, I talk about that more in depth with Noelle Ojo in my discussion with her. Also, I do my usual fluff discussion about unreality TV and what I'm reading as far as Octavia Butler's Liveless Brood. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed creating it. Happy Juneteenth, y'all, and blessings.